Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. I'm Shel Hamilton. Stay tuned at the end of the podcast for a special announcement about how you can come join me live and in person in April. And this episode is brought to you by For Hers. Let's talk for a moment about that BS that they call the beauty industry for women. From overpriced department store brands, gimmicky marketing trips, disappointing products, it's impossible to know where to put our trust or our money. For Hers is the new women's wellness brand delivering prescription skincare products customized for you straight to your door. Let Hers finally bring you science-based prescription skincare products that fight the root core of your skin needs in a super convenient way for a low price that won't break the bank. Get your free trial month of the customized acne kit from Hers for $20 off right now while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhers.com/mini20. That's forhers.com/mini, the number 0, forhers/mini20. And I will make sure that that URL is in the show notes as well. Making difficult decisions is a part of life. And while I would not say that this episode is the be-all, end-all for helping you make decisions, I do think we can all agree that when we come at especially difficult decisions from a place of calm, as well as being able to have an overview effect of the possibilities that that decision can play out in our lives, then it does become easier to make better decisions about which way we are going to go. And with that, go ahead and close your eyes and take one slow, deep breath in, letting out a little sigh on the exhale as you begin to settle in. Turning your attention now inward, imagine what it would feel like if you were just drifting down through your own body. What would that look like and feel like for you if it were true to just turn your attention inward and imagine yourself drifting down through your body with every gentle breath you take, drifting a little deeper to that more relaxed place inside, drifting down and letting go. With every gentle breath, just allowing a deepening of that place of flow. And as you relax and drift and dream in this way, I'd like you to imagine yourself going someplace outside where you find it easy to feel calm and clear. Maybe it's at the top of a mountain, or at the edge of the sea, or perhaps it's in the middle of a beautiful meadow, or on a porch overlooking fields. Just allowing yourself to imagine whatever place comes to mind where you would find it easy to be calm, to feel more clear in body, thought, and spirit. And as you imagine yourself going there now, take three more deep breaths, letting out a little sigh on those exhales. and notice the way the air feels on your skin when you're in that calm place outside, the colors that you see, the sounds that you would hear. As you breathe in that calm clarity and exhale worry. And as you do, I'd like you to consider now in your mind the choices ahead of you and see them as individual opportunities and taking each one in a very calm, relaxed way. I'd like you to allow yourself to daydream what it would look like 5 years from now if you had chosen that choice. What would your life look like? How would you feel in your life? Is this a person that you would feel proud to be? Now take it further. Go to the very end of your life. Imagine yourself 80, 90, 110 years old, looking back at that choice that you made. How does that feel to you? Are you someone that you're proud that you stepped into? Now going back to all of the different choices and run this same process again, going forward in time. 5 years, having lived in that choice, just daydreaming the possibilities of what might happen having done that. And then going all the way until you're 80, 90, 100 years old, looking back and ask yourself, is that choice that I made, has that created a person I am proud to be? Do I feel happy, joyous, and free along the path that it took me? And perhaps there's a third possibility. And running with that one now, think about that. If there were a third possibility, what might that be? Going forward in time, 5 years from having made that choice, what does that look and feel like? And then going all the way to that time near the end of your life. How does that look and feel? Are you proud to be that you? Then coming back now to your place of clarity outside, that place of calm, clear feelings. And the choices that are in front of you are your choices to make. And the truth is, you make a choice and then you make another one and then you make another one. And it's a string of pearls, even though it may feel like a fork in the road. There is no real right or wrong. Everything is an opportunity to learn. And even if you make one choice now and you realize halfway down that road that, oh, this is not what I thought it would be, okay, you have learned valuable information about what you don't want. And you can stop and take a breath and course correct. And that feels good. When you open your eyes today, coming out of this meditative state, feeling calmer, clearer, more relaxed, no matter what is in front of you. You've got this. Preparing yourself now to open your eyes wide awake. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. Thank you so much for being a Meditation Minis listener, and have a wonderful week. Special announcement. I want to invite you to join me and my dear friend Ron Kochevar of Spirit of Mechanics for a live in-person 3-day weekend workshop. Join us for the Radical Reset Weekend, a journey to your essential self. To get all of the details, go to radicalresetworkshop.com and I will be sure that that URL is in the show notes. And I look forward to meeting you in person in April.